X put up a sheet of protective covering over the library windows. Outside, the UEA flags flapped in the wind. The city shone against the shimmering Atlantic. Cruiser jets patrolled the skies, booming through the air and creating coronas as they crossed the sun. The skies, normally full of flying planes and cars, were empty, for fear that Jeanette Crenshaw would return with her airships. X felt the city's quiet deep within him, and it resonated with the memory of walking down the streets in Aruba when everyone was holed up inside their homes, holding their breath, scared of what the android Brockway would do. This silence, this tense calm that spread across the city, was 10 times as strong as the silence he'd experienced in Aruba, yet it felt the same. If he had taste buds, he could have tasted the fear, silvery and airy and bitter, like burnt popcorn. People were in their homes right now, doors locked and windows shuttered, talking about the attacks, talking about what might happen next, talking about how things might never be the same. X hammered a nail into a window frame, clutching the hammer's plastic grip tightly. It felt weird to hold a human tool. Many of the maintenance droids had been killed during Crenshaw's attack, so everyone had to help out wherever they could. He drove in more nails until the plastic covering ruffled against the wind, blocking out half the daylight. He stepped back, crushing glass with his boots. A disc-shaped sweeper bot zoomed past him, gathering broken glass and dust into a bin, leaving a trail of cleaning solution behind it. It circled the room, and when it turned around, X saw a gash in its back. The bot jerked, fell on its side, and started to spark.
"I'll get that," said a voice.
Lonnie, the custodian, emerged from the stacks with his janitor cart filled with mops, brooms, and colored bottles of cleaning products. He was a short African-American man with wrinkles and gray hair. His arm was bandaged, and he had stitches across his cheek and a band-aid on his chin.
"Damn robots," Lonnie said, shaking his head. "I don't care what they say, they won't ever replace me."
He picked up the robot, turned it off, and tossed it into a trash can.
"It's good to see you, X."
"It's good to see you,"
X said, shaking Lonnie's hand. "I thought you had died in the attacks."
"Me?"
Lonnie asked. He grinned and grimaced at the same time.
"It'll take a lot more than a group of rowdy androids to take me out. Besides, I wouldn't miss our library conversations for anything, X. You look good, considering the circumstances."
"I was lucky."
"Ain't no such thing as luck for you, unless you count making your own luck. I heard you kick the shizzle out of those androids."
X was quiet before answering. Looking out the window, he said,
"No, Lonnie, they're kicking the shizzle out of us."
The man grabbed a broom and swept in a circular motion, moving a wide arc of glass into a dustpan.
"Those androids are scum."
"Where were you when it happened?" X asked.
"I was in the cafeteria eating a sandwich."
Lonnie's voice broke when he spoke.
"Lunch break. I was sipping some root beer when the lights went out. Almost choked. The window shattered, and the next thing I knew, a bunch of android thugs and berets were marching around, telling everyone to get under the tables or die. I wasn't even done chewing by the time they shot a woman. I will never be able to eat salami again. Every time I think about what it tastes like, I think about that woman getting killed. I remember the smells of the cafeteria at lunchtime, all the deli meats and the Chinese food and the hamburgers. I just want to throw up, man. Talk about ruining your appetite. When you get to be my age with a couple of grandkids, I guess something like that messes with you."
"They were ruthless," X said.
He took a shard of glass and crumpled it in his fists as he listened, the glass scratching against the steel under his skin.
"I did what they said and got under a table. Watched them kill a few more folks. Everybody knew they were serious at that point. They killed people for no good reason. I guess I was lucky."
"We were all lucky."
"I hear Jeanette Crenshaw returned. Is that true, X?"
"It appears so."
Lonnie winced and shook his head.
"That girl done gone and ruined her family name. Thank God Roosevelt ain't allowed to see this. Would have killed him."
X remembered that Lonnie had cleaned Dr. Crenshaw's laboratory when the doctor was still alive.
"You knew her, right?"
"Sure did."
"What can you tell me about Jeanette?"
X asked.